This is a Triple J podcast.
What they'll be looking for is who will make them better off over the next 3 years.
I would have thought that was democracy. Please explain it to us.
We've made a mistake in relation to the policy. We apologise for that.
Sick and tired of being told time and again by the major parties that they're going to fix it when they don't.
All right, for some of you, that's it. That's it. The week is done. You're ready for the long weekend. For others, maybe you're powering through. You've got to work through this weekend, but you've got those penalty rates to look forward to. You're excited for it. It's going to be okay. Whatever the case, we do have a little bit of a treat for you this Thursday because it's a shake-up, and we normally save the shake-ups for Fridays, but this time we've got one for you on a Thursday. G'day, I'm Dave Marchese, coming to you from Townsville in North Queensland for our Hack to the Future election road trip. And you might have been listening yesterday. We were talking about some of the big issues that are happening here. I'm still here, and maybe the people of Townsville are thinking, when will this guy go? When will he leave our beautiful city and stop asking us all questions about politics? Soon! Soon I will leave. But first, we've got this shake-up, and here's a bit of a taste of what's coming up.
Hack.
Yeah, I was living in Townsville. Yeah, it's not bad, mate.
Townsville is such a cool town.
A lot is being made of this footage, the air kiss between Anthony Albanese and Tanya Plibersek.
An all-female Blue Origin space crew has been hilariously mocked.
On Triple J.
Yeah, later we're talking a weird week of politics. Like, did you see what's been called a bit of a snub from the Prime Minister? He kind of blocked his colleague Tanya Plibersek from hugging him, and some people are saying, oh, it was a bit cold, wasn't it? A bit weird. Others are saying, no, it was just being, it's a precaution, COVID safe. It was nothing weird at all. I want to know, what's the most awkward greeting you reckon you've ever received or given? Maybe it was a family member, a friend, a boss even. Message in 0439757555. It always happens when you're going in for the hug, someone else is going in for the kiss. It can get very awkward. Let's move on. It's the shake-up on Hack. Coming to you from Townsville in North Queensland, I'm Dave Marchese, and we've got to meet our shake-up guests for this week. And I have to, I'm going to call them Townsville celebrities this week. Oh, you are. So they're laughing at me, but you are. You're Townsville celebrities. First, he's a musician, but mainly, he was voted one of the top three most famous faces of Townsville alongside, get this, Julian Assange and Jonathan Thurston. His name's Justin Fimmel. Justin, welcome to the Shake Up.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me and thanks for the plug. Jesus Christ.
You run a news organisation called Townsville Newsflash that everyone knows about. Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, essentially, like, you know, Townsville's a weird place as is, so probably like 7 years ago, I wanted to start a page like Batuta Advocate, but Townsville style. But now these days it's just me. I'm just memeing the town really and getting out there and putting my face to it. So,
and it goes off. Like everyone was saying, everyone follows Townsville Newsflash. Everyone knows what it is.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Even posted about us today. You're like, oh, I'm coming on Hack. People are a bit unsure. They're like, oh, what's Hack doing around here? What's Triple J doing around these parts?
Yeah.
Busy weekend. What do you got ahead?
A gig. I'm heading to Mackay to play a gig. Yeah, it's a musician thing that I do. So I have an emo cover band called My Chemical Bromance for all those people in Mackay. Head down. So just gigs this weekend, man. Making some money playing some drums.
Oh, same old. Just living the dream.
Standard.
Well, thank you, Justin. We've got another shake-up guest with us today, another local artist. Billy Rose is with us. G'day, Billy.
Hello. Where's my plug?
Oh, your plug? It's time for you to give it. What have you got? You got music out. I've been looking at your Instagram or your socials. You got plenty of music. What's happening?
I do. So I actually just released a EP called Slaying Ghosts with the title track Slaying Ghosts is the latest single. So you can stream that on all streaming platforms.
Nice. It's available.
And it is.
And a weird thing I just found out, weird kind of connection, you had a housemate that might be familiar to a few Triple J listeners. Who's your old housemate?
I think she will be. Tia Costello.
Tia Costello's your old housemate?
Yes, and best friend forever.
How is she to live with?
She's great.
Okay.
Very clean.
Oh, that's good to know, actually. Very good to know. Well, look, we've got so much to get into. There's a bunch that's been happening this week. But first, I want to start off with a bit of local stuff.
Hack, what's the best thing about living here?
I just like this small town. It's not too big and it's just not too small as well.
Learning from frontiers in marine science research.
I think we live in a very beautiful place.
The best part is obviously Magnetic Island.
Really like the people here.
On Triple J.
Yeah, Townsville locals telling us what they love about this place. We've been out and about for the past few days, getting amongst it, asking what the big issues are. And while we're here with a few musicians, I thought it was a good chance to check in on the local scene because people are always interested. What is the music scene like in different parts of the country? And I've got Justin, Billy with us now. Billy, how do you find it? Like, do you get by as a local artist? What's the situation like? Are there a lot of gigs for performers like you who want to get out there and play music on weekends?
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty certain that nearly every venue in Townsville between Monday and Sunday, even some Thursdays, are doing live music. So I think it's really booming with live music, which is great that they're supporting local musicians.
Yeah, you don't see it all the time, like in every kind of regional centre, but we were out the other night having dinner and we saw like an open mic and heaps of young people were turning up. Justin, is it like that generally around North Queensland? Like, how have you found it since you've been here?
Particularly in Townsville, I think there's that support for all upcoming musos, like despite age. Like, obviously, it's huge when people who just turned 18 play these open mics because that's how, you know, the fruition of their music and their style sort of comes through. So, yeah, it's really good, the support for the open mics across the board, and with new venues opening up in Townsville, particularly this year, it's actually looking really good for North Queensland.
Like music festivals, I mean, obviously like Groove in the Moo, like a bit of heartache there, but are there other kind of big live music events that generally happen around this area, or have you got to travel a bit?
I think more recently with some venues realising they can be used for a festival-style show, like we have a race course called Cluden, but that's been used for some larger shows as well. The JCU Uni Bar throws some events as well, but I think actually announced soon there is like a multi-venue thing coming back to Townsville, which is going to be really sweet to mention as well. So I think Billy might run on that too. But
Billy, like you're originally from Charters Towers, right?
Yeah.
So do you travel a bit for music, or are you mainly just in Townsville, or have you travelled around other parts of North Queensland to perform?
Yeah, so while I was living in Charters Towers, I was making the trek to Townsville for gigs because there's not a lot of live music at all in Charters Towers, so being here is great for that. Airlie Beach is also another place I've found is really supportive of live music, Mackay as well. I've done quite a bit of travelling with music, not so much the cover gigs, because I feel like I get plenty here in Townsville.
I mean, that's the thing local artists always tell us when we travel to a place. They're like, oh, there's a lot of cover kind of work going. If you're going to do cover songs and stuff, you'll be booked all the time. Does that get a bit frustrating sometimes? You're like, oh, I want to play a bit more of my own stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So any opportunity I get to play my original music, I definitely jump at. I try and, you know, sing a couple of my originals throughout my cover gigs, you know, slip them in, no
one
knows.
Just drop them in, no one knows.
That's right. So I guess as a independent artist, my main goal is to try and get myself on as many festivals as I can, which can be a struggle. So whenever a festival is, you know, open to having, you know, an up-and-coming artist, I'm super grateful because it, you know, it really helps my career in music.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, we've got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about now. A bit that's been happening in politics this week.
Hack.
Yeah, that was a little awkies there, you know. Do we go for a little hug, a little... No, I think we'll just do a little dance and move on.
On Triple J.
Yeah, we've been talking a bit about politics, you'll know. That's why we're here. That's why we're on this election road trip. And we've been speaking about a lot of the heavier issues around housing, homelessness, crime, cost of living, all that kind of stuff. But in the last few days, there's also been a bit of weirder stuff making political news as well.
Hack. We're still trying to figure out exactly what this was meant to be between Minister Anthony Albanese and Minister Tanya Plibersek.
I reckon we should still all be elbow bumping.
You two still getting along?
Yeah, of course.
You might have seen over the last couple of days Peter Dutton's son Harry.
I am saving up for a house, but as you've probably heard, it's almost impossible to get in.
He refused to say multiple times whether or not he was helping his son Harry with a deposit.
On Triple J.
Yeah, been a bit happening. I'm asking, what do you make of this Peter Dutton's son, Harry, out there saying he's saving like mad to get a home, doesn't look like he's going to get there. People are saying, oh, your dad's got a lot of money, why won't he just buy you a place? His dad later came out, Peter Dutton, saying he will eventually help his son get a place at some stage. What do you think? Was this relatable? Did it make you like the opposition leader more? You thought, oh, well, his son's struggling just like me, or you thought it was a bit tone deaf? Message in 0439 757 555. We're also speaking about awkward moments. You would have heard there that Anthony Albanese kind of blocked his colleague Tanya Plibersek, who was attempting to go in for a hug. And I'm asking, what's the most awkward greeting you've ever given or received? That I'm hearing from people already on the text line. Someone says, definitely the most awkward greeting was someone going in for a hug when I was breastfeeding, which you can imagine that would have been very awkward. Another person says, I really hate the expectation to kiss someone on the cheek or the awkward hug with someone I'm meeting for the first time. It's the Shake Up on Hack. I'm Dave Marchese in Townsville, getting into the headlines of the week with local musician Billy Rose and Justin Fimmel from Townsville Newsflash. Justin, a lot's been said about Peter Dutton's son, Harry, talking about housing affordability. What did you make of it?
I mean, I just love that Harry's sort of coming out from having some controversy in like last year or so for a certain fellow that got out at a party on a particular balcony.
But I'm not sure that was Harry, actually.
Really?
That could have been another son.
Oh, God, I hope
yes.
so. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's nice. It's really nice that, like, Dutton's hoping to, you know, eventually give out a deposit of some sort. So that's nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. Right. Billy Rose, did you see this making the headlines? What were your thoughts?
I actually didn't. This is my first time hearing about it, and I feel bit of both sides. I'm like, poor old Harry. He's just, you know, expressing that he's struggling like all of us, which is relatable. And I think it's good that his dad isn't just giving him money, because that wouldn't be as relatable if he's like, oh, my daddy bought me a house, because can Peter give me some money for a house?
Do you reckon Harry's also nailed it? Because after all of this happened, like for a few days, everyone's like, why won't his dad just buy him a house? And then finally Peter Dutton came out and said, look, one day I'll help him, basically. Mm. So Harry's kind of got this promise from his dad in front of, like, the country that he's going to get some help buying a house one day.
Yeah.
He's played it pretty well, Justin.
Yeah, yeah, he's got some libel, I think. Anyway, so remember that, you know, that thing I said, you know, is that going to come through anytime soon? So I hope he lives up to the promise soon anyway. So good luck to him.
Oh, look, okay, if someone's family does have a lot of money, do you assume they're getting help, Justin? Like, is that something that always, you know, if you have a friend that says, I'm buying a place, you're like, oh, you must have got a bit of help there.
It could go either way. Like, I have some friends with some parents that are well off, but actually these mates of mine are actually, like, the ones going out for themselves and that sort of thing. So I'm not one to speculate whether he is, you know, getting handouts from his dad or not, or if he's just working it. So, yeah, I don't want to make any wrong assumption about the poor lad. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Billy, what about you? I mean, living in Townsville, are lots of your friends trying to buy a place or thinking about buying a place? What's the go at this stage?
I think a lot of people are wanting to buy a place. It's definitely a goal of many people around my age. I'm actually renting a room off a fellow that's younger than me, and he's actually bought his own house as an investment. So I think...
Is it Harry Dutton?
No. But I think it's a great goal to have. It does seem a little bit unreachable at the moment, unfortunately. Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's something that we've been talking about a lot this week especially. All right, there was this other thing that we were talking about, this awkward situation that happened where Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, was greeting all these people. Tanya Plibersek, one of his colleagues, had this strange interaction together. The Prime Minister was shaking other people's hands, giving other people back slaps, but then when she went in for a hug, he kind of blocked it and just held up her hands. Justin, was it awkward or was it fine? What's your read of this situation?
No, it was awkward. Like, are you kidding? Have you seen the video?
I've seen the video.
Ones that, like, replay it back and forth too. It's freaking awkward.
I love the slow motion ones that, like, Daily Mail and stuff do, like slow motion.
And
twice.
They try to, like, analyse the body language and stuff like that as well, and then there's some, like, half-hour YouTube video
about it.
Of course. But after watching the video, I think, honestly, Albanese was just going through, just handshaking everyone. And she was probably trying to do the niceties and, like, actually come in for a more, you know, nice sort of welcome of sorts. But he was like, sorry, no. And then it turned into the most awkward thing ever.
Because everyone's, like, pointing to all of this. potential beef they've had in the past and issues with the relationship. I don't know, Billy. Like, when you meet someone, are you the kind of person that likes to go in for a hug immediately? What's the situation? Because people can be a bit awkward about this.
Unfortunately, I am a hugger.
Oh, really?
I'm the awkward person going in for the hug when I've never met you before. And they probably hate it, but that's just, what I do.
So do you reckon Anthony Albanese maybe just wasn't a hugger in this situation?
I mean, it depends, because if he didn't if he interacted with everyone else, just not her in particular, that seems a bit awkward. There could be beef.
There could be beef. There could be beef. There was another weird thing that kind of happened this week. A little track that dropped that you might or might not have heard. I just want to put food on the table, so I'm willing to do what I gotta. Bring them prices down.
This is what we need, because Albo's gotta leave. Far out.
Liberal Party releasing a bit of a diss track on Labor. Justin, yes or no?
No, what do you mean? Are you serious? They got some American guy on Fiverr, it sounds like.
Sure, it's not ChatGPT.
It sounds like...
That's what everyone's asking. They're like, was it AI?
I mean, they say it wasn't right, but to me it sounds like... You remember Angry Boys, the Chris Lilly series? Mm. It sounds like something maybe S-Mouse did.
Okay, right.
You know, just without all the other stuff that goes along with it. But it just sounds like they just paid him. And then, because at the end it's like, you know, approved, and then he says, Canberra. So it's like, obviously an American dude. It's like, way to reach out to the Australian, you know, demographic with an American rapper dude.
Oh,
well
so
done.
We're hearing from so many people on the text line about a few of these things, about Peter Dutton and the housing situation. Someone says, I felt like Dutton pulling out his son was clearly a stunt to make him look relatable, but it backfired. Mm-hmm. Another person, Alex, says, I think it's pretty tone deaf from Dutton. Also, Harry is so young. Mate, chill out. You don't need to buy a house now.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if he wants to get in early.
Well, how young is he?
Oh, I think he's 20. I want to say 20.
That is quite young.
We might get producer Hannah to do a quick fact check, but I feel like he's 20. Someone else says, my mum bought me my first home. If she hadn't of, there's no way I would have been able to get one myself. We don't have heaps of money, and I'm an only child, so I was really lucky.
Blessed with the only child thing.
Oh, yeah. You're really battling if you've got a lot of siblings, aren't you? And someone else, this one on the awkward interaction between the politician says, so if the roles were reversed in the air kiss, would we make the same fuss about a woman keeping a male colleague at a respectable distance? Which is an interesting take. Yeah, look, not everyone wants to hug, wants to greet people like that, as we discussed. We were talking about that diss track before. Billy, I wanted to ask you, do you think politicians should be leaning into this kind of style a little more? Would it cut through with you? Like, you're saying, I'm not saying across all the politics. Do you reckon you would if you started hearing it in a more musical format?
Probably not. But it can't have done too well, because I've never heard the diss track. That's my first time hearing it. So if it hasn't reached me, then it can't have reached that many people.
Okay, fair enough. We're talking about election issues this week, as I said. There's a bit of jokey stuff, but there's some serious stuff as well. Justin, what do you reckon are some of the bigger things that you're hearing? Like, are you talking to your mates about the election? What's coming up? Like, is it something that you're having discussions about?
Honestly, probably not so much in person. It's one of those things that we just all get in our lone, like, echo chambers on social media and that sort of thing anyway. And then we probably get vocal about it then.
Yeah.
Because a lot of my friends are from down south, and, you know, you see certain stories on Instagram, and then that's how you get your thing. So you try to have a level head about something. Not so much in-person discussions, but I think, yeah, it's just one of those things, like, you probably want to keep some stronger opinions to yourself or whatever. Right. Like, yeah.
Are there big issues, like, around locally? Like, we've spoken, obviously, about housing, about cost of living. Like, what's the stuff that you think is really impacting people at this point?
Yeah, I mean, across the board, like, cost of living stuff is a huge one, obviously, for, you know, Australians. And, like, I'm from, essentially growing up from a low-income house, social housing through the 90s and that sort of thing. So just seeing how it feels like there's not actually been too much progress. If anything, a slight regress with everything. I'm like, what the hell's going on? You know, I'm in my 30s now, and then we're facing this crap too. So cost of living is a huge one. And then crime as well. I'm sure Billy can talk about this well, being another local too, because that's obviously pretty prominent in Townsville, as we've, you know, heard this week. So
yeah, we talked about crime yesterday on the show, Billy, and it seems like a big issue that, you know, people, young people, old people, everyone wants to talk about. And, you know, like, share an opinion on what do you think the big issues are for you? Like, is the election something that you have been talking to your friends about?
No. Unfortunately, I do not know a whole heap about the election.
But that's a common thing. Like, we were hearing this a lot when we're talking to a lot of young people in Townsville, and they were saying the same thing. They're like, look, things are so tough at the moment that I just got to get by,
yeah,
and I'm
I
not really
tapping
in.
Yeah, I
just had no
idea, but I feel like I actually knew a little bit more about, like, the whole American election because it was blasted all over social media. So I think if it's not coming up in my For You page or my algorithm, like, I'm not, and I don't watch mainstream TV, so if it's not coming up on social media, I don't really know too much about it.
You're not seeing it. Yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
That's probably why the diss track was made, to be honest.
Exactly. Yeah, it was to cut through to you, so. Billy. Yeah. It was to cut through to you. We've got some more awkward encounters coming through. We'll just end on this one. Someone says, I got tongue-tied between saying, have a nice day, and I ended up saying, well, I was trying to say have a good and have a nice day. I ended up saying have a nice life, and the person looked at me like I was a freak.
Pop star Katy Perry, using her time in Zero Gravity to do what no singer has done before, revealed the set list for her upcoming world tour.
On Triple J. This one has had so many people talking this week. Is Katy Perry an astronaut? That's what I keep hearing around. Does this make her an astronaut? Not really. I don't think so. But look, it's made a lot of headlines. There were a lot of other celebrities on board this 10-minute trip blasted into space earlier this week. Katy Perry and a few others. Wall-to-wall coverage. So I want to know, were you into it or you thought it was a bit much?
Hack.
First all-female space flight in more than 60 years has successfully returned to Earth.
Take us space!
I have to tell you, look at the moon.
This wasn't a ride, wasn't a destination. It was a journey.
Some very rich, famous women who were selected because they're rich and famous.
Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what?
The cynic in me thinks that it was just a marketing strategy.
On Triple J. Yeah, I want to know what you thought of this one. Katy Perry's trip to space, other rich people blasting off, kissing the ground. When they got back, it was pretty dramatic. There were press conferences, live coverage. Was it overkill or you found it amazing? Message in 0439757555. Hearing from you on Hack's Instagram. Maria says, wasting money, polluting the planet, I don't like it. Marnus says, influencers just getting attention. Look, it's the shake-up on Hack. Coming to you from Townsville in North Queensland, I'm Dave Marchese, joined by local Townsville musicians, Identities, Justin Fimmel, Billy Rose. Billy, were you watching with millions of others Katy Perry going to space? What do you reckon?
It did come up in my on my page.
You're like, the politics hasn't come up, but this has. This has made the For You page.
It did. I mean, once I found out she was going on tour, my first thought was, is great. She's obviously, like, trying to promote her music and her tour and make herself relevant again. And it worked because everyone's talking about her.
You're like, how might I do this for my next tour around Townsville?
That's right. So I feel like any publicity is good publicity. It worked. We are talking about her now. I think it's random she went to space. Like, that, it's very niche.
It is.
I think the funniest part was her little speech when she got back about how, you know, she feels so much more love and the change it's had on her, and then I'm pretty sure she got, like, a dandelion and, like, put it in the air, or was it a daisy?
Something like that.
I don't know.
The speech was weird because, like, obviously,
just very dramatic.
It was very dramatic, but you get it. Like, okay, let's imagine it. You've been blasted into space. You're seeing the Earth. It's incredible. Like, not many people get to see it. It's wild. You probably are going to come back a changed person, but when she was kind of talking to the rest of the world, being like, so, like, you don't know real love until you've gone to space. I don't know. It was a bit much.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. The whole takeaway I can probably do with this is that Flat Earth is a loving this right now. Because they're loving, like, oh man, I follow some Flat Earth pages and they're picking this apart. Yeah,
I heard there's a few conspiracies. Like, some of the conspiracies are that they didn't actually go to space, that it wasn't the actual Katy Perry that came back. Maybe she went up, but she didn't come back.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of other stuff. And by the way, it's all misinformation, this. It's all conspiracy theories.
She's JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay, so I did read that. That was a big thing during the documentary a little while ago.
To be fair, I thought it was meant to take, like, you know, a couple of years to get space.
Yeah,
well, so I'm a bit confused. Look, I was expecting to not see her for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, I was a bit surprised when she returned 10 minutes
later.
Yeah,
that really confused me. I thought it was meant to take years.
That's not even a third of her recent album. I don't even know why she did it, to be honest.
Look, we know from recent experience that some people end up staying up there for quite a while. They're up there for months and months and months.
Hey, I watched that video. Okay, that was great.
Right. I mean, we've got some messages coming through. Kate from Sydney says, the whole space flight thing is just ridiculous. They chose millions of dollars to go on 10 minutes of fun. Amanda says, she just deserve it. She deserves it. She's a NASA astrophysicist.
Katy Perry?
I think
is?
She's being sarcastic.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Billy. It's sarcasm coming through. Sometimes it's hard when you're reading the text you don't know. But yeah, look, I don't think she's a NASA astrophysicist unless she has done it recently and I haven't read it.
Online.
She should have filmed a music clip up there.
Well, the thing is, apparently she did sing. She sang What a Wonderful World.
Oh.
She was the songs. Billy's like, why didn't you sing one of my songs?
Yeah.
Justin, would you perform if you were up? Because you're a drummer.
Yeah.
If you were up in space,
it'll be hard.
You
in zero grav, like, too.
Well, you could try.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I had the ability to somehow have a kid up there, sure, and for scientific reasons, absolutely, but there's no way in hell I'm playing drums up there.
Oh, okay, right. Sorry, I got that message wrong.
Okay.
Amanda was not the person messaging in. Amanda Nguyen was one of the people on the trip, and she was an astrophysicist. So it wasn't just Katy Perry. There was obviously Katy Perry, there was Gayle King, there was Amanda Nguyen as well. Sorry, I misread that text, but yes, that is correct. And yeah, she probably is more than qualified
so
to
they had
be there.
One person that was qualified.
Well,
you'd hope so.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's only 10 minutes. It doesn't take long. Would you go, Billy?
I wonder if Google Maps would take you up there.
I don't know, maybe. Would you go if you could?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
If I was rich like Katy Perry and I had the opportunity to go to space, I would definitely go for
You'd
a walk.
You'd absolutely do it without a doubt.
Just for a gander, yes.
And would you try and do a bit of singing up there, recording?
If it got me more TikTok followers and Instagram followers, I'd do it.
I mean, if this is any proof, hell yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, people are calling Katy a hypocrite, Justin. They're saying she's been banging on about carbon emissions for a lot of years and saying people shouldn't, you know, release so many carbon emissions, that they should be mindful of the environment. But then she did this, which released tons and tons and tons into the atmosphere. Do you think that's fair criticism?
I mean, I'm not sure if she's the only UNICEF member to actually go into space at that point. So maybe she's ticking some boxes. But, yeah, I mean, there's some sort of hypocrisy with everything that we do. So I'm not going to hang crap on her for that, but just everything else around it is a little odd to me. But
okay.
Anyway.
It is a bit of a weird story. We're going to move on.
I don't feel any attachment to my name, but I know that it's just like a collection of sounds and letters that is used to identify me.
On Triple J.
Yeah, okay, this is the last topic, and I've got to admit, we're only doing this one because we've got someone called Billy on the shake-up today. And it's because another less famous Billie Eilish, in an interview this week, said she absolutely hated her name when she was a kid, thinking it was a boy's name. Oh, that's why we're bringing it up. But now she loves it. So, Billy Rose, you can relate to this.
I can. What? Oh my God, maybe me and Billy should be friends.
What happened? So growing up, just didn't like the name?
Yeah, just thought it was a boy name, and I think being young, kids are brutal and they would be like, that's a boy name.
Yeah, right.
But now I actually don't mind it. I think, I don't know, there's not many Billies around, so.
It's a bit unique.
I just don't like when people spell it with a Y accidentally. That's a little
It really
annoying.
Gets you.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any issues with your name, Justin?
Only my last name and the two middle names, because I'm half Filipino, so my two middle names are like Spanish sounding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my last name's German, so it doesn't make sense.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I'm a mix.
And so was it like people just stuffing it up that would annoy you?
I'd say like Fimmel.
Okay.
You know, but you got it right in the first go. You said Fimmel.
Okay, I think I almost said Fimmel. That would have been a massive faux pas. I would have been so upset if
I got that wrong. Your surname is a bit of a...
Mine's like, I get it wrong all the time. Actually, I did an interview with the ABC Townsville team this morning, the North Queensland team, and because we don't know each other, I gave them like a sheet of paper and I told them how to say my surname. It's like Marchese, and they're like, thank you, because we would have said Marchese. And I was like, yeah, I know you would have. I know you would have. That's all we've got time for on the Shake Up, guys.
Great.
It went so fast, didn't it?
It did.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks
Huge
for
thanks.
Having us.
Justin Fimmel from Townsville Newsflash. Appreciate you. People can follow you on Townsville Newsflash. You've got the podcast as well.
Yep, yep. I'm diving into MLMs on the podcast. Dive in. But yeah, Instagram,
got
Facebook,
everything.
Do the whole thing.
Everything. Yeah. And musician Billy Rose, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
And you can go check her out on Instagram as well.